desert cliff, but mountain top we trace our design. Strikes and falter, both across and sin as divine. We gaze upon creation where erosion makes it known, and count the countless eons in the branding of a stone. All our mesh creatures and linen tracks and shells are found, where truth has left its stretches on the stain below the ground. The patient stone can speak if we but listen when it talks. Humans wrote the book of earth, time wrote the rocks. There are those who claim the stars, who watch the sky by night, seeking out the darkest place to better see the light. Long ago, when isolation broke his weary will, Galileo recanted, but the earth is moving still. High above the mountain tops, where only distance bars, the truth has left its footprints in the dust between the stars. We may watch and study, or may shudder and deny. Humans wrote the book of night, fire wrote the sky. By stem and root and branch we trace, by feather, flint, and fur, how the living things that are descend from things that were.
Tiny, humble, wordless things, how shall they tell us lies? We are akin to beasts, no other answer can we bring. The truth has left its fingerprints on every living thing. Riddled by an aimless game of birth and blood and strife, humans wrote the book of things. Death wrote life. Stars or walk the dusty grade, or break the very atoms down to see how they are made, or study cells or living things, seek truth with open hand. The profoundest act of worship is to try to understand. Deep in flower and in flesh, in star and soil and sea, the truth has left its living word for anyone to read. So turn and look where best you think the story is unfurled. Humans write the book of truth. Truth.